something you have to drag yourself to church. I always want to talk about ministry again. And ministry is what we're about. We're here to minister. Jesus came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Love serves. I mean, our theme this year. And so as you think about Sunday school and master clubs and choir and ushering and hospitality and all these areas, we're here to serve our church family. We're here to serve our community and, of course, the great state of Texas and the world. And so we want to continue to do the main thing. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. In verse 12, for the perfecting and the completing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying, the building up of the body of Christ. We had the opportunity to preach on that last Sunday night, and that's our text tonight, reminding us that as a church, we're here to edify the body of Christ. Each ministry ought to lift up and edify the body of Christ, and then to reach more souls for Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you tonight for your love. We pray, God, again, that you would just be glorified in everything. And Lord, we again would just keep the main thing the main thing. And we thank you for what you'll do. In Jesus' name, amen. I like our theme this year. We switched up. Our theme every year has been, for the last several years, getting plugged in. Today is, where's your place? And everybody has a place. And he set you in this church, placed you, fixed you in this church, and gave you gifts in order that you might be able to minister to those in this church body. And I want to encourage you, that's on the verse there on the front of the booklet you were given tonight. Of course, tonight I hope you're saved. I hope you know it. I think for the most part, as I look out tonight, I know your testimony. You need to be saved, and we ought to be faithful. And if you come on a Sunday night, most of the time that means you're faithful. And we ought to be faithful to the Lord. And then growing. I hope tonight you have a daily Bible time, a daily walk with the Lord. All that, if you are saved and you know it, and you're faithful to church and faithful to the Lord, and you have a time in which you are fellowshipping the Lord and growing in Christ, and if you're growing in Christ, you will want to serve. You will want to do something for the Lord. And whether that is keeping the nursery. And listen, I think sometimes we think that is a small thing. That is a humongous thing. I do not, you know, want... I'm glad for the three-year-olds being in here. I think it's great. By the way, this is Sunday night's family night. And for the three-year-olds to be here on Sunday night does not distract me at all, for the most part. Sunday night's family night. And so for us to come together, not only as a church family, but for the kids to be in here, to be in a regular service is important. Because one day they're going to come out of children's church, which I'm glad our children's church is not all fun and games. There's lots of churches they are. I believe the reason why a lot of young people are leaving the church after they graduate is because they come out of fun and games and come into a regular service and they're not stimulated enough. Everybody with me? So I'm glad of that. So I'm glad that we have family night here tonight. If you are saved and you know it, if you're faithful to the Lord and you're growing in the Lord, you'll want to serve. Everyone ought to get involved. This is the greatest work on earth. There's no greater work on earth than to serve the Lord. There's no greater work on earth than to strive to see souls saved and discipled and baptized. And so everyone ought to be... I love the statement Paul Chappell makes, is every member ought to be a minister. Every member a minister. All of us ought to be ministering to one another. In order to do that, and you can look there in your booklet if you want to keep notes, to steps for serving a Christian, the steps for a serving Christian, number one, is being saved, or Christ. Knowing that you're saved and growing in the Lord. John 15 talks about us abiding in Him, and I in Him. And He provides for us that sustenance we need to grow in the Lord. And we need that daily walk with the Lord. I was reviewing this morning Brother Stewart's book on that daily walk. I forget the name of it. And I'm going to actually pull that out next year, and I'm going to preach that booklet on Sunday night. It's a great little book. We need a daily walk with the Lord. You're saved and growing in the Lord, and then, of course, producing fruit. So number one is Christ, or knowing that you're saved. Number two, in order to, as you serve the Lord, of course you ought to be a church member. Jesus Christ came and established the church. I love it. I still hear it a lot from time to time. Somebody said, well, I don't believe in organized religion. Well, Jesus did. He started the church, he established the church, and he established the church as a means to spread the gospel. He did not establish the Red Cross. And though the Red Cross does some good things, he did not establish the Salvation Army. And we're very careful around here that we don't support these outside agencies. I think Franklin Graham is doing a tremendous job. I'm so thankful for him standing up for right. And the Samaritan Purse does some good things. And I've had a few come to me about their Christmas gift and the way they do that. By the way, I just thought we had a conversation, the staff did. We can do that ourselves. I don't remember if they're even here tonight. We can do that ourselves. We'll get together, and we'll try to get it together here in the next few weeks, and we'll put together, we'll get with Brother Valerio, one of the missionaries in Mexico, and we'll put together some ways that we can give Christmas gifts to some of our missionary kids. You know what I'm saying? Not the missionary kids, but to kids that are in need. So what the Samaritan Purse is doing at Christmas, listen, they're doing good things. But the primary agency that God established to spread the gospel was the church, is the church. And so everybody who's involved in the church, everybody who's ministering in the church, serving the church, ought to be a member. And I know most of you here tonight are. Jesus came again to establish the church. Paul and Barnabas were sent out of a church. Missionaries should be sent out of a church and not out of a convention. The church is the authority, not a convention. The church is the authority, not a clearinghouse. The church is the authority and not some fellowship. And so the church is the authority. The church is the agency that Jesus Christ established himself. Number three, as we serve the Lord, we ought to be consistent. Consistent Bible readers, consistent in our prayer life, consistent in our church attendance, consistency. And all of these serve as indicators that we might be ready to go to another level in our service for the Lord. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, "Moreover, it is required of a steward that a man be found faithful." And and you'll find out around here that the faithful, those who indicate spiritual growth, as we see here tonight, are the ones who are serving. What a blessing to see a church that serves. And we have a great host of volunteers that serve here in the church. What a blessing. So be consistent. Be consistent. Number four, consider. In other words, consider where your gift is. Where do you fit in? We preached on this last Sunday night. I'm not going to belabor the point. But we are the body of Christ. And as a body, we work together. And God gave some ear, and some are ear, some are nose, some are fingers, some are feet. Sounds kind of gross. But we all make up the body. We're framed together to work, do the work of the Lord. So find your spot. Where do you fit in? By the way, it might take you a little bit. You might serve here a little bit, serve there a little bit, everywhere a little bit. You may serve here a little bit. But at some point, you'll find your place. And so find where you fit in. Exercise the gift that God has given you. I know we use this one all the time, but it's just the easiest one to use. If you could sing, you should be in the choir. I mean, it's just an easy one because I can just, target everybody. If you can sing, you ought to be in the choir. Use the gift God has given you. Number five, counsel. Seek counsel as to where you should use your gift. Seek counsel. Email me. And I'll certainly pray with you about where would be a great spot for you to serve in. Our associate pastor, Brother Wiggins, emailing. The deacons, Brother Renz, who was a missionary for years and years and would have some good advice. Brother Clark, who's served as youth pastor, and if you could think of it, he served in it. And then the other, Brother Laster, just a good godly man, and we appreciate him and served in many, various capacities. These men would love to counsel with you. But where would your gift best be used? Where would it be used? Seek some counsel on it. Number six, commit. Commit. Jump in with both feet. Jump in with both feet. Commit and then jump in. Do all things as unto the Lord. Do all things to the glory of God. Do your best. Jump in. In jumping in, it may require leadership requirements. And I know from time to time we've backed off and done them, but there needs to be some requirements for leadership. As you go higher in leadership, the less you should demand personal liberty. And a Sunday school teacher should have to tithe in order to teach. At this church, if you don't tithe, you're not going to teach a Sunday school class. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to be a deacon and not give. You're not going to be a deacon and not be faithful. We're not going to have deacons in name only, right? Amen? We're going to have biblical deacons. and Sunday school teachers. So there should be certain requirements that a teacher has, or even up here, if you're going to sing in the choir, there ought to be some requirements of you. And we try very hard. There are some dress requirements if you're going to be on the platform, and so forth. We don't have dress requirements for the congregation as a whole, but we do have dress requirements for leadership. And so encourage in that fashion. Jump in. Paul said, follow me as what? As I follow Christ. So Paul was a leader. And then number seven, commence. Commence, get going. See the difference that you can make, whether that's in master's clubs or ushering or whatever it may be, greeting people. Get going in it. There will be challenges, but the rewards far outweigh the price that's paid. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Lives can be forever changed by your ministry. I was thinking of Miss Linda Reed hugging those Davis boys this morning. And the difference Linda Reed's made in a lot of kids' lives as she taught the toddler class forever. You know, you can make a difference. Lastly, continue. Continue. Instead of trying to prevent you from serving the Lord, you know, the devil, if you step in and you begin to serve, he's missed his mark there. But now he's going to try to discourage you. He's going to try to render your service ineffective. I think the biggest way he does this is unmet expectations. It's amazing how people have a certain expectation of ministry, and they find out they get in it, it's not all that it's cracked up to be. So preacher, you're not supposed to be negative. I'm just telling you, people will disappoint you. Your own church family from time to time. There'll be people who don't show up when they're supposed to. Right, Brother Obenauer? There'll be people that don't show up when they're supposed to. There'll be people, you know, there's things that go on. We all have lives. We're all busy. And people are going to disappoint you from time to time. But that just, you keep on keeping on. You just continue in the ministry. I hate to point Brother Obenauer out. He's never talked about quitting. He's a good man. He's on track. But people will disappoint you. Sometimes we have this, it's kind of like when you got married. You had unmet expectations. You got married and your eyes were open. Sometimes when you woke up the next morning, like, ooh, where'd that person come from? She don't look anything like I do. No, I'm just kidding. That was terrible. The men are just as bad. So, you know, people will disappoint you. It's people sometimes serving the flesh. And by the way, sometimes a person can have a bad day. By the way, if you're in leadership and you get a little cross with somebody and might remember, hey, they might have had a bad day. Instead of being cross with them, maybe you ought to give them a hug. Or just smile. Smiles, you know, just smiling is just catchable, isn't it? Serve the Lord. Continue. Don't let the devil discourage you. Continue in your work. I think about being a servant. First Peter speaks of being a servant for the Lord and servant leadership. Even as leaders, we ought to be servants. We ought to be, again, Jesus came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. We ought to use our gifts for the Lord. Show our love to each other. We ought to display the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of the fruit of the Spirit. I'm sorry, the fruit of the Spirit. Love. Above all else, we should love each other. Joy. I like this little outline. It says, joy is love singing. Peace is love resting. Long-suffering is love enduring. I like that one, love enduring. Gentleness is love's true touch. Goodness is love's character. Faith is love's habit. Meekness is love self-forgetfulness. Temperance is love holding the reins. We must love each other as we serve together. We must focus on the Lord, have a heart for God, loving God. Heart directed towards Him, a willingness to examine ourselves upon the backdrop of His Word and understand that may not be the person that we have a problem with, we may be the problem. Willing to humble ourselves and have a heart for the Lord. I don't know about you, but we want a church that pleases God, don't you? And I believe as a church we strive to do that, to do our very best to serve the Lord in every area. To keep on keeping on. As you look through your book, you go through the spiritual gifts. We went over that last week. There's a spiritual gift test at the back on the information center. Some of you have taken it several times, so we didn't pass it out tonight. But some of you who are new, you can go back there after the service. You can get a spiritual gift test and take it. And then at the very end of your booklet, there is a sheet that's perforated. You can pull that out, put your name on it, mark down where and you're interested in serving, and then give this to us. Put it on one of the tables, and I'd encourage you to do that. Make sure we get this in. Even if you've filled it out every year for the last 4 or 5 years, I would encourage you to do that. And we're looking forward to seeing. By the way, I think this year more than ever, we had some volunteers sign up prior to ministry involvement. Now, we've had several here in the last several weeks sign up to be a part. All right, let's go over the slides. Hopefully the computer will work right tonight. There's a place for you at HBC. And by the way, I think more than ever, this year especially, there are places and gaps that need to be filled. So I encourage you to sign up. We try very hard not to have anyone missing more than one service a week. And that includes Sunday school. So I encourage you when you sign up. Now, it doesn't mean you could not teach Sunday school and then rotate into children's church, you know, once every 6 weeks. So you might miss one service or two services in 1 week, but only ever so often. But we want to encourage you not to get so involved that you get, I don't know, I like to hate to use the word burnout, but it's easy if you're not careful. The first ministry we'll talk about is the bookstore. And again, I'm going to go through these quickly. The bookstore, Miss Carla Abrams is the leader in this. And so this is open before the service and after the service. Some of you new members may not even know we have a bookstore, but it's in the north lobby. It's a great place for you to go and to get books. Also to order Bibles. I wouldn't go to the bookstore and order a Bible. I'm talking about the Lifeway Christian or somewhere else. Order Bibles from here. We can get them cheaper most of the time. And you go to Lifeway now, they have like one little section of King James Bibles and like 45,000 sections for the rest of them. And so we can get you some good Bibles and encourage you to do that. My favorite study Bible still is the Defender Study Bible, but there's the old Schofield and some others. And so encourage you to be a part. She could need one helper if you would like to be involved in that. Next one is bus ministry. Brother Chad and Cindy Biddle just took leadership of this when Brother the Dickersons left over the summer before the summer. And by the way, we miss them. And I was praying for them. Brother Chad's taken it now that he's come on staff. And so workers are always needed to assist and during pickup and drop-off. And so if you would like to be a part of that, you can sign up there on one of the back tables and Brother Chad will get with you. And also the youth are helping in this, some of the youth. Encourage that. We had the interns this summer who helped in the bus ministry as well. We're going to continue that as well, and we want that to continue going on. Then next one is the care counseling ministry. Care counseling ministry. By the way, back to the bus, we have been very, it's gone a lot better. We've started bus routes 3 times. This is our 3rd try, and it has gone really well this time. We've seen multiple kids saved, probably close to 20. In the last year or two. What a blessing to see that. It's a great ministry. Care counseling ministry. This is Miss Linda Smith's ministry. Y'all, not really something you can help her in except pray for her. And that's the biggest thing you can do for her. Pray for the counseling ministry as she counsels with individuals from the church, individuals that are not from the church. And so you be in prayer for her. And we appreciate her. And she's gone to a lot of school and a lot of things and accomplished a lot. And she's a blessing. Children's choir. This is Brandon and Jessica Cooker. Running the children's choir. This meets at 5 o'clock every day. And as they work with the children, be in prayer for them. And right now, they're not necessarily in need of help. Children's church. It's quick, isn't it? Everybody all right? Good. Children's church. I'm a man of few words tonight. Wednesday night, I was chatty. I told the Sunday school teachers, I said, I was so chatty, I got on my own nerves. It was bad. Wednesday night was bad. I don't know why. What happened? Children's church, this is an area that everybody could help. There's really very few that wouldn't qualify to go up there and be a part of this. So I'd encourage you. Men, if you want to be a teacher, a preacher, run through there and rotate in. You could be a preacher up there. Ladies, we really need some ladies right now to help us with corralling kids and helping and assisting during the preaching to help keep the kids corralled up. And so every adult ought to try to get involved in Children's Church. And the rotation's every 4, 5, 6 weeks. So you're only up there one time over a period of weeks. So I encourage you to be a part of that. So if you're a new member, that is a great place for you to get started. All you do is go up there and help corral kids. Somebody else is doing the teaching. Somebody else is doing that. And so you're just helping corral kids, which is very important. Especially them Latta kids. Choir. I always talk about music. To set the mood for the services. Listen, I can't encourage you enough, if you can sing, to be in the choir. The first thing people see when they come to our church is the ushers and greeters. And they do a fantastic job. The next thing, probably besides that, is our choir. And I can't encourage it enough. I still don't understand why most of the time we have more men than ladies. That is so unusual for church. Come on, ladies, just pick it up. Come on. If you can sing, jump in the choir. Help us. And so encourage you to be faithful to the choir. It's a great, wonderful ministry. Brother Wiggins leads that. And to be a part of the choir. Okay? Discipleship. Brother Cox is leading this and has had for the last couple of years. Doing a fantastic job. I know we have two or three families right now in discipleship. And from time to time, he'll call upon individuals. How many of y'all have done some discipling? Raise your hand in that ministry. Amen? So a good group. If you have interest in discipling people on Wednesday nights, you'd like to be a part of that ministry, talk to Brother Cox, and he can get you to be a part of that. There are some pretty good requirements there, because you're going to have to, not only, you would have to be discipled first, and then you can be a discipler. So keep that in mind. HBBI, the Heritage Baptist Bible Institute, and this is Brother Zellner, and Brother Zellner is one of my favorite teachers. I appreciate him, does a great job there on Thursday nights. This is an area where you can pray for him, be a part of it. He has a good group on Thursday nights. Next one is hospitality. This is Miss Bobby Van Fleet. She's not here, so don't sign up, okay? Actually, I've already seen some already signed up. This is an area that's just a great encouragement. Somebody goes in the hospital, Miss Bobby is usually the one who follows up to see if they need any food at the house, and then she'll call the ladies and call upon the ladies to help cook. If we have a funeral, she's the one who helps organize the food for that, and she has several ladies that help. But keep that in a matter of prayer. There's a sign-up list for that. And we're still developing, too, and I know that's not on this. I don't think it's on the list, but Miss Watson has started headed up our kitchen crew. And this is a new ministry that we're just getting off the ground the last 6 months, really. And so that will continue to develop. And as the kitchen crew develops, they will help cook and do for various events that we have, along with Brother Shuler would cook the meat, but the kitchen crew will continue to help us along that way. Brother Shuler, we appreciate you. Oh, man. Wish I had some of that right now. I'm so hungry. So there's some new ministries we're still, I guess we say we're still trying to fill out to see where those fit in. And I appreciate Miss Watson if you didn't know about that ministry that got off the ground. Local outreach, Brother Jesse Latta. This is our soul winning visitation ministry. I mentioned it. I went over it in depth this morning. We have soul winning kickoff this Tuesday night. I encourage you to come out, be a part of that. Sign up. We're trying to get 100 here between the Tuesday and Saturday. So, and our youth will show up in force on Saturday. And so, soul winning kickoff is just coming out. You can come out, be a part of that as we hand out the flyers this time. Or really, really look nice. We've redone them a little bit. These are the flyers for the Fall Fest, and for the special days. The Fall Fest poster will be mailed out here in the next week or two. It's already been designed, and we're going to mail that out to over 12,000 homes. And then this is the flyer, the postcard we're going to leave on doors. And so our goal again this fall, we do one in the spring and one in the fall to hit 10 to 12,000 doors in our area. And again, this year, I'm going to encourage you, if you want to knock the door, you can. If not, it's got a track on it already, so you don't have to attach a track to it. Just put it on the doors. Get you a map, put it on the doors. So you'll be signing up for those starting Wednesday night. You'll be able to sign up, get a map, and start passing these out. It's great exercise, too. You get to work for the Lord and get exercise at the same time. And I'm so proud of our church. This last spring was the first time we reached over 10,000 that we passed out. And so we're shooting for 12 this time. And so let's, right? We don't always, if we're going to have a goal, we should have a bigger goal, right? If we reach one goal, we've got to have another goal. And so you can be a part of that. So we'll start that Tuesday night. Various tracks. Don't forget that the tracks in both foyers, there's a track holder. There's, you can grab tracks and be a part. We have some new ones on the way. They're not in yet, are they? We have some new tracks on the way, too. Trying to give you a kind of a... we have some the cards as well. Trying to give you a variety of tracks, if you guys would. I like still like the one with the little kid with the kisses on it. But there's some postcards as well, little card tracks as well. And then for you teachers, don't forget we have these as well. Sorry we missed you. When you go out visiting, you can take some of these with you. And if you somebody's at home, leave a note. And we on Tuesdays and Saturdays, you basically have three or four different ways you can visit. You can do new move-ins, and we pass out this nice little bag with a nice red coffee cup that I don't have. So these new move-ins get better stuff than all of us. A nice pen, some peppermints, a track, popcorn. We popped in to invite you to pop in to see us. Like I said this morning, it's pretty corny, but it's catchy. I want to tell you, we have people visit our church because of these bags. And then the real nice new brochure that we made up about a year ago. And so so that's one way that you can visit on Tuesdays and Saturdays. You come by, you'll be given a map with 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 new move-ins on it. And then, excuse me, you can also do new visitors. By the way, visit new visitors. We had a ton of new families this morning. I don't know how many of them filled out a visitor's card, but there was a ton of new families here this morning. And so we follow up on new visitors, follow up on absentees, and those in the hospitals, and so forth and so on. So there are various ways you can visit. You don't just have to show up here on Tuesdays and Saturdays. There's always a plan. There's always a process. And so you come. And also, if you don't want to talk, you don't have to talk. You can just come and go with somebody. By the way, they went out 2 by 2, the Bible says. So it's important that we go out 2 by 2, not only because the Bible kind of makes that clear, but also for our own protection. And so for you to go be a silent partner is important. And also to enable you to learn and to be taught. And so I encourage you to come out and be a part of the Visitation Soul Winning Outreach. If you can't make Tuesday nights and Saturday mornings, see Brother Latta. He'll get you some visits on that. And I appreciate Brother Latta and Miss Wiggins keeping up with it. They do an excellent job of stewarding our visitors. Usually every Tuesday we meet in my office and we go over all the visitors. Some of them from a year and a half ago that are still visiting. Some of them from 2 years ago. Still visiting. They're still on our list. We have about, how many would you say, probably 70 families on that list that we're still going after. Yes, we will stalk you for Jesus. And until you tell us to go away, and you say you're not interested, you're going to get visited by Heritage Baptist Church. Awesome, isn't it? Awesome. One day we'll stand before God and give an account. We did our very best. I believe one of the reasons why we do have so many visitors, because the Lord knows we'll do our very best to be a steward of them and to follow up and do forth. I've had a lot of questions. One of the questions I had was, Preacher, a lot of churches have gone to making appointments with their visitors, and shouldn't we do that? I mean, people are, you know, uncomfortable these days, and I just have a problem with that. I think if a person's lost and they come here on a Sunday and they already filled out a visitor's card before they got convicted during the preaching, I want to show up at their house cold turkey the first time. And maybe, Lord willing, we get to lead them to the Lord. And then normally what happens after they visit us several times, then me and my wife will set up an appointment with them and go visit them. But we still do cold turkey visits. Just show up at the door and say, hey, we're from Heritage Baptist Church. It's Tuesday night. We're Baptists. We're out visiting. So this is an area that anyone can be a part of. It doesn't matter, honestly, whether you're outgoing or not. By the way, I don't think the Bible distinguishes between those who have a personality for it and those who don't. He says, go out in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It's your duty as a Christian to tell others of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, the Bible makes it not an option. And whether you use organized visitation to do that, we do that to be good stewards of our visits. But we also do that to give you a way, a vehicle to fulfill the Great Commission. Because some of you have been a Christian long enough to know, the longer you're a Christian, the smaller your circle gets as far as friends who are lost. One day you get to the point where you don't have many lost friends anymore. Well, how are you going to fulfill the Great Commission? Well, you can do it at work sometimes. Sometimes that's hard. But you can also visit. Come out and help us. Okay, I spent a lot of time there. Master Clubs. Master Club. This is our Wednesday night program for children's that are 3-year-old and up to 6th grade. It's a great program that Brother Obenauer and Miss Leah lead. And so they're in need of 4 more full-time workers and 4 more substitutes. So if you're new to the church, this is another great area. I tell people all the time, if you want to get involved in our church, 2 areas you can do, or 3 areas you can do right away. Ladies' nursery, right? Number 2, children's church. Just jump in. Rotate in there. And number 3 is Master Clubs. Get in there and just get going. Master Clubs is a great area to get started in. This is a great ministry, so I encourage you to be a part of that. If after tonight you don't have a ministry, it's your own fault. You say, well, the church is too big and there's no place to serve. That's absolutely false. It's your own fault. Children's church, Master Clubs, nursery, these are areas you can serve. Nursery, my wife is heading this up right now from time to time. We've tried and we have had ladies who have led this ministry. We're praying for someone who would like to lead this ministry. It's a difficult area. It's a little stressful. And most of the time, you end up keeping the nursery more if you're the leader of it. I'm going to say one detrimental thing this whole night. Y'all ready? My wife should not be leading this ministry. Somebody needs to pick up the reins. It's one of those ministries, too. We probably ought to start some kind of rotation where a lady leads it for a couple of years and then it's passed off. Because it's a hard ministry. Because the lady who leads it, and some of you are sitting who have led it, it's just you miss so much of the services because you end up being the sub. But I just want to encourage you. The only negative thing I'm going to say tonight is my wife shouldn't be leading that ministry because she's missing too much of the services. And I need her help out here. And I've told her she can't keep it on Sunday mornings. We need her out here. But really would prefer that she only be in there once a week. And she's already keeping it during Sunday school. And my wife needs to be fed too. So if you think about it today, she kept Sunday school. I'm still complaining. I'm sorry. She did the nursery for Sunday school. She's done it tonight. She'll probably do it Wednesday night. So all of a sudden, she's done it three times. Yeah, she does it every Wednesday night, which I have complained to her about too. My wife will. My wife, most of you known her a long time, knows she'll just run herself in the ground. She'll work until there's no work to be done. And so encourage in that way. All right, I'm not negative anymore. Encourage you ladies to be a part of the nursery. It's a great ministry to have. It is a vital part of the ministry. I want to say too that if you have a child, a baby that's in the nursery, that you ought to at least be willing to rotate in there as a mother. And so be a part of that ministry. Be a part. Every lady, if you joined the church 3 weeks ago, you want to be part of the nursery, we'll do a background check on you just as quick as that and get you in there. By the way, if you serve in the children's ministry, master's club, choir, anything that has to do with children, you have to have a background check. So keep that in mind. Nursing home ministry. This is one area that's really has exploded in the last year or two. Just really has become a tremendous ministry. They had a crowd this afternoon, Brother Wiggins was saying. And so if you would like to be involved, this is on Sunday afternoons. It's also, there's 2 days, the first Tuesday and second Tuesday of the month. We also go down there. The Christian school has kind of taken the lead on that first Tuesday of the month. Doesn't mean you couldn't go help. And then the staff is kind of handling the second week. And so encourage you, if you'd like to be a part of that ministry, see Brother Wiggins. He would love to get you to be a part of that. And appreciate some of you run that thing every Sunday afternoon. And I know the singing and helping and doing, what a blessing. And only eternity will know the impact that is made there. Puppet ministry. Miss Latta also leads that. If you're interested in helping with the puppet ministry, if you're crazy, this is a great place for you to be a part of. If you can make voices, which I can. My dad was great at puppets. Be a part of the puppet ministry. It's great to see Brother Miss Latta. Safety team, this is Brother Miller. I appreciate his willingness to lead this. We just had a breakfast with some of the guys here a few weeks ago. We had some new volunteers there. We look forward to continuing the organization of this ministry. It's going to become more and more, what would you say, Brother? More and more, I don't want to use the word organized, but structured. We're working on the structure of it because we're going to need that. And so what do we do if somebody comes in the back door? What do we do if somebody comes in the back door with a gun? What do we do? All those things, all those scenarios will be played out. And so I'm hoping your preacher would keep us cool and we can, you know, give you some instruction from the pulpit prior to whatever that person decides to do. there'll only be really two instructions. That is, get on the floor or move to the back. Really, that's it, Brother Charles, isn't it? I mean, that's really the only instructions you'll get from me. Yeah. If you're sitting on that side, you get the back as quick as you can. On this side, get the back as quick as you can. If he's already in, I'd tell you to get on the floor. And so I hope, again, I would have the, you know, it's sad we had to even talk about it, isn't it? It is. And then we're really going to spend some time. The likelihood of that happens, you know, is smaller compared to a storm would be really the biggest thing we need to prepare for. So we're going to do some things and be prepared for that. By the way, if there is a storm here, where would you go? Well, the room behind us, the bottom floor behind us, the Victory Classroom, that's where I'm going to head. You can come follow me if you want to. But if a tornado's coming through, that's where I'm going. There's a few closets I know of that would be really nice too, but I don't think all of us can fit in there. But that room behind us on the bottom floor, man, it's well protected. It's double, you know, you have apple triple walls, you know, between that and the outside, and it's under that, and the upstairs is cement. That's a cement floor, and it ought to take a licking. Keep on ticking. Sunday school. I am in charge of the Sunday school, and I am actually enjoying it. I hope to lead it for maybe a year or two, and then we'll hand it off to somebody else. Just to encourage you, be in prayer for the Sunday school. Again, we have about 16 classes, about 50 teachers and helpers. We're looking to start some new classes, Lord willing, when the new building gets put up. And looking forward, I'd still love to see a ladies' class get started up again, even a men's class. We're still looking to start a Spanish department. I just haven't really got peace about that yet. We really need the new building to be up and going for that as well. Some things we'll prepare for. And then just a couple other things. So be in prayer for the Sunday school. If you would like to, we could really use substitutes. If you'd like to be a substitute teacher, please sign up at the back. Tech team. This is our, not only our sound ministry, but our uplink ministry. This is back there at the booth. If you'd like to be a part of that, sign up for that, and you can learn. Well, they'll teach you how to run the sound. They'll teach you how to run that other little booth thingy over there that does the live streaming, how everybody live stream, and records everything. And so I think it's important that the guys rotate up there as well. I know they're in the service, but sometimes their spouse would like for them to sit by them. Secondly, it does distract. Ms. Fiesler, you've done a lot of amen tonight. I appreciate that. And you know, when you're up there doing it, there are some distractions, and not that those guys aren't listening. I know they are, but Troy is not. So. But there does need to be rotation back there. If you have a technical background, even if you don't, you could run and be a part of that. So, ushers and greeters, Brother Phil Hokett does a tremendous job with our ushers and greeters, and appreciate him so very much. And he's not in here, is he? Oh, he's back in the back. I was going to brag on you a lot more, but you're in here, so I'm going to be quiet. We're pretty sure Brother Hokett holds the church together. We're pretty sure he's the glue, and we appreciate him and his service. That's also another difficult ministry. It really is, and some of you others have headed that up before. And so I appreciate Brother Phil and what he does there. He could use some help, and so you can sign up there. You can see there on your form, help collect. There's really two type of help in the ushers, the core ushers, and then those who alternate in and help. So see Brother Hokett, and there's a sign-up list in the back for that to help with that. All right, Welcome Center. This is Miss Donya Wiggins. So on the other end of the building, the Welcome Center, every Sunday morning before Sunday school, they're there manning that. This is absolutely an area you could help in. If you're friendly and bubbly, it's a great place for you to serve. Who else serves there? The Renzes, Miss Hokett, Brandon Abraham. He's not here for me to make fun of. All right. Miss Jacoby, that's good. Yeah, so I know some others were serving in that, but others have taken classes now and teaching and doing. So it's a great area for you to get involved in. Appreciate Miss Donya heading that up. If you'd like to, Oh, Miss Sharon helps too. She's a bubbly, bubbly personality. It's a first impressions are so important. They really, really are. And I, again, that's why I commend Brother Hokett and the ushers. That first impression, so important. I appreciate the ushers who take kids to classes and don't point the way, but go show the way. So when a family comes in, we try very hard to take them to the classes and say, here you go, and introduce them to the teachers and all those things. So encourage you to be a part of these. Also, Chad Biddle now heads up the yard and building maintenance. And so if you're interested in helping with mowing or anything, you'd like to volunteer in that area, please sign up. See Brother Chad. If you'd like to help, if you've got some building experience, and believe me, we use all the help we can get. So, and then lastly is the youth ministry. And we need volunteers to host a teen hangout at their home. If you'd like to open up your home to a bunch of teenagers, we did that here a few weeks ago. It was all right. And on a Sunday night after church for a teen hangout, I promise it'd be a blessing to you. Fix them a meal and do that. I appreciate the Lattas doing a tremendous job with our youth department, as well as the Rodriguezes. Appreciate them very much. And so you be in prayer for them. All right, that is the quickest I've ever done that before in entire ministry. Can't encourage it enough to get involved. No matter your age, no matter your abilities, God has given you a gift. Whatever gift God's given you, use that gift. Be a part. Help in the ministry of Heritage Baptist Church. It still amazes me. I know we think, well, we're limited here, limited there. We're not. We're only limited by the people who won't get involved. Get involved. Help. We have the Fall Festival coming up. It literally takes 50 to 100 volunteers to make that thing work. It's a great place for new people to get involved. And a great way for all of our members to get involved and be a part. Serve for an hour helping kids play games. And just jump in. And I was reading an article about volunteers. And they were talking about the uniqueness of churches and how churches get their volunteers. And the reason why we're unique other than other nonprofits, whether it's the hospital auxiliary where they get volunteers to man the hospital, volunteers or whatever it may be, the uniqueness is that we have a greater purpose, and that is to see people get saved. I am telling you, people are dying and going to hell, and we need to do our part to snatch them out of the fire, as Jude says. So whether you're working in Master Club or helping in the nursery or ushering, and listen, yard work, I mean, everything contributes. And everything's being a part of the ministry. And your reward will be in heaven. Appreciate you very much. Appreciate your faithfulness. Let's all stand. And we'll have a time of invitation. We're not going to leave Sunday night without invitation. Hymn 337, Trust and Obey. The Lord's touched your heart about something. Maybe you want to come about down and pray for service. What area of service? As the Lord leads you, you come after we pray. God, we thank you tonight for the opportunity we have to present the needs of the church. Lord, we thank you that you have allowed us to reach so many people. I appreciate, Lord, these who have been so faithful. God, I pray that you would help us if we continue to go forward in serving you. That, Lord, you would enable us to see multitudes saved through the influence of this church body. Lord, I pray that you would instill within us faithfulness to your ministry. Well, thank you for what you'll do. In Jesus' name, amen. As we sing, trust and obey. When we want